3D printing. Questions 32 through 40 are based on the following conversation. Two college students, Lorraine and Daniel, are discussing a lecture they have just attended on 3D printing. Read questions 32 through 40 now. Now, listen to the conversation. Wow, that was a fascinating lecture. A lot of it went above my head, though. I grasped the basics, at least.
You mean the operative aspect of 3D printers? Or the general concept?
I think even understanding the basic concept is beyond me, Daniel. As for the operative aspect, the reproduction of objects by relaying information from a PC connected to a printer isn't too difficult to grasp, you know. No, it's more how 3D printing is projected to progress from printing ordinary items like shoes or furniture to military aircraft being printed on board military planes to replenish the flying squad as and when necessary. I mean, it requires more than a quantum leap of the imagination to visualize something like that happening in reality.
Yes, I couldn't really get my head around that one either, but I think my theory will prove easier than practice. I mean, the logistics of creating a printer large enough to create objects as large as military planes and store them on board the planes themselves must be a complete nightmare.
Stuff of sci-fi movies, if you ask me.
Whatever you think, 3D printers are still miraculous, even with their present capabilities. I mean, who would have thought, even a decade ago, you'd be able to print any product at home instead of setting foot outside the door and going to the shops to purchase it?
Well, only techies and geeks so far have access to these printers, you know. Most 3D printers are way beyond the average person's pocket and besides, virtually impossible to get a hold of. It's not as though you can walk into a department store and buy one.
Well, from what our lecturer was saying, if you can get a hold of the components, anyone with a rudimentary knowledge of mechanics and technological know-how can assemble one.
Yes, if you can get hold of the components.
Well, can't imagine it would be too taxing to find most of them. I mean, your fundamental basics are a PC and a printer. I imagine the motors controlling printer movement could be fairly straightforward to obtain.
I suppose so.
It could be tricky to find the plastic filament which is used to create the 3D products, dictated to it by the computer program, though. I mean, you need to find a filament that melts slowly, but steadily, and also doesn't clump or warp in the process.
That sounds like quite a tall order to me. And wasn't there also a printer control board, too? You need more than an average knowledge of mechanics and/or computers to fix one of those. That's also one of the major components, as it relays the computer program to the printer.
Yes, I suppose most people might need technical help there.
And also, once you've made the printer, it's not exactly plain sailing from then on, is it?
Why do you say that?
Well, say you get the printer to print what you want. There are still then certain mechanical issues. As objects are being created from melted plastic filament, any minute knock to the machine and your finished product ends up distorted. Then, you've got to cool the product to the exact required temperature, otherwise it just falls apart.
When you put it like that, well, no, the process doesn't sound so easy. But look at other technologies, like the computer and the mobile phone. They were complex and cumbersome to begin with, as well as extremely expensive, and now their design has vastly improved, and virtually everyone has access to one or both devices.
Guess so. It would be great if 3D printers became an everyday household item.
At least you would be able to print out all the shoes and clothes you wanted without leaving home.
And you could print the car of your dreams, with a few advances in technology.
Now you're talking.
Now, listen again. Wow, that was a fascinating lecture. A lot of it went above my head, though. I grasped the basics, at least.
You mean the operative aspect of 3D printers? Or the general concept?
I think even understanding the basic concept is beyond me, Daniel. As for the operative aspect, the reproduction of objects by relaying information from a PC connected to a printer isn't too difficult to grasp, you know. No, it's more how 3D printing is projected to progress from printing ordinary items like shoes or furniture to military aircraft being printed on board military planes to replenish the flying squad as and when necessary. I mean, it requires more than a quantum leap of the imagination to visualize something like that happening in reality.
Yes, I couldn't really get my head around that one either. But I think my theory will prove easier than practice. I mean, the logistics of creating a printer large enough to create objects as large as military planes and store them on board the planes themselves must be a complete nightmare.
Stuff of sci-fi movies, if you ask me.
Whatever you think, 3D printers are still miraculous, even with their present capabilities. I mean, who would have thought, even a decade ago, you'd be able to print any product at home instead of setting foot outside the door and going to the shops to purchase it?
Well, only techies and geeks so far have access to these printers, you know. Most 3D printers are way beyond the average person's pocket and besides, virtually impossible to get a hold of. It's not as though you can walk into a department store and buy one.
Well, from what our lecturer was saying, if you can get a hold of the components, anyone with a rudimentary knowledge of mechanics and technological know-how can assemble one.
Yes, if you can get hold of the components.
Well, can't imagine it would be too taxing to find most of them. I mean, your fundamental basics are a PC and a printer. I imagine the motors controlling printer movement could be fairly straightforward to obtain.
I suppose so.
It could be tricky to find the plastic filament which is used to create the 3D products, dictated to it by the computer program, though. I mean, you need to find a filament that melts slowly, but steadily, and also doesn't clump or warp in the process.
That sounds like quite a tall order to me. And wasn't there also a printer control board, too? You need more than an average knowledge of mechanics and/or computers to fix one of those. That's also one of the major components, as it relays the computer program to the printer.
Yes, I suppose most people might need technical help there.
And also, once you've made the printer, it's not exactly plain sailing from then on, is it?
Why do you say that?
Well, say you get the printer to print what you want. There are still then certain mechanical issues. As objects are being created from melted plastic filament, any minute knock to the machine and your finished product ends up distorted. Then, you've got to cool the product to the exact required temperature, otherwise it just falls apart.
When you put it like that, well, no, the process doesn't sound so easy. But look at other technologies, like the computer and the mobile phone. They were complex and cumbersome to begin with, as well as extremely expensive, and now their design has vastly improved, and virtually everyone has access to one or both devices.
Guess so. It would be great if 3D printers became an everyday household item.
At least you would be able to print out all the shoes and clothes you wanted without leaving home.
And you could print the car of your dreams with a few advances in technology.
Now you're talking.